A small village in central Mexico is trying to draw tourists to its theme park. The theme is a dark one. The tourists are there to suffer. Michael O'Boyle reports.
A man in a ski mask shouts, "Run, hide, the border patrol is coming." A group of 13 Mexicans and a reporter scurry down the muddy banks of a river and hide in the bushes. Men in uniform sweep the area. They shout out in English, "We know you're out there. Go back to Mexico." This isn't the Rio Grande or the Arizona desert. We're more than 1,000 miles away from the border in the state of Hidalgo. Ahead of me, a woman in a tracksuit slips in the mud as she hauls her kids in flight. It seems real, but she's a tourist. Everyone here has each paid about $14 to spend the night as a mock illegal migrant. Mario Hernandez is a 47-year-old graphic designer from Mexico City. It's the second time he has gone on the trip. He came here first with friends, but this time he also brought his children and wife.
I brought my family this time so they understand what it's like to be a migrant. We need to stop the madness of this mass migration and create enough jobs here.
The tours have begun to draw a bit of notoriety to this small town. On its website, the park compares the mock border crossing to an extreme sport. That's drawn criticism that the park is making profits in poor taste. Some 2,000 Mexicans have died illegally crossing into the U.S. during the last decade. The local government has tried to shut down the tours for promoting subversive activities. The tour begins, as many real crossings do, after nightfall. Our pollero, or migrant smuggler, is a man that calls himself Poncho. He dresses in a ski mask and a black expedition vest, looking a bit like a Latin American revolutionary. He begins the night with a speech.
This is a tribute to all our brothers who have migrated, who went after the American dream, looking for a better life. This walk is an act to raise awareness. It is a challenge. So you all know how the migrants suffer, and so you value what you have here.
He loads all 14 of us into the back of a pickup. We are dumped off near the river. Our guides lead us through the ankle-high mud of the riverbank. The first time the fake Border Patrol agents appear, we are sent running for a hiding place.
Papa!
A man becomes so excited he bolts ahead, leaving his young son behind. We regroup in a clearing by the river. Our smuggler, Poncho, tells us we have just learned our first lesson. We aren't a good group. We didn't stick together. From now on, he says, the weakest will take the lead and the strongest will fall behind. As we walk, a man and a woman discuss how what we are experiencing isn't a tenth of what real migrants go through. But all of a sudden, suspension of disbelief sets in. We help each other up the steep, muddy banks. We go on like this for hours. We are herded down into a drainage tunnel under a rural highway. We cower in the dark, waiting for our pursuers to pass. The agents move on, and we pass through the tunnel to the other side and pile once again into the back of a pickup. Our guides blindfold us. Now we are supposedly across the border, making our last leg of the trip to a safe house where we can hide out for a couple days before moving on to the jobs in Idaho, South Carolina, or Kansas. In reality, we are taken to a clearing beneath the cliffs of the River Tula. It's a place sacred to the people of the El Alberto community that run the park.
Nuestros ancestros rendían ese culto, esos elementos.
Here, Poncho makes another speech. He asks us to take in what we have experienced tonight, to appreciate what we have, and to lead more sincere lives. Poncho is a migrant himself, like some 90% of the people that live in the valley we have just been hiking through. They're indigenous poor from an Indian people called the Ñañu. Now it's all over. But clearly the group can't get the experience out of their minds. 44-year-old Maria de la Cruz says she was frightened during the trek. Her brother-in-law lives in L.A. and went up illegally 10 years ago. Now she thinks she understands something of what he suffered.
Nuestra idea ha sido estar aquí porque
On top of crossing like that, she says, you have to suffer all the racism up there. She says, I am happy to have my work here, so I don't have to go. There are thousands of communities across Mexico, like El Alberto, that are dependent on the dollars sent back home from the U.S., but only the people of El Alberto have decided to take their misery, their American dream, and make it a tourist attraction. For NPR News, I'm Michael O'Boyle.